Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, today in episode 217, we're going to talk about how to fix the destination folder already exists error in WordPress. You want to, first of all, maybe we need to let our listeners know when exactly this happens and what transpires.
Yeah, definitely. So essentially, this happens when you try to upload something to WordPress that already exists. So I don't think there's anything except for plugins and themes that you'll see this error. And so when you upload a plugin or a theme, occasionally you'll see that error. And so, yeah, these are the steps to basically get around it.
Yeah, and the first step, I guess the logical step, is to access your WordPress content folder via FTP or cPanel. Go in and find that folder that already exists and just remove it. Hit the delete button. Obviously, if you're trying to upload Divi from Elegant Themes and you go to try to install Divi and it gives you this error, you must have tried to install it before, and for whatever reason, it's corrupted, and it's just not showing up in the Appearance tab of your WordPress website. Go in, delete the Divi folder. It's not going to break anything.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, this error can happen, as David mentioned, if you try to upload a plugin or theme that is already on your site. And so, for example, I create plugins, and occasionally we'll have a new version of a plugin that fixes a bug that someone was dealing with and hasn't been pushed out to everyone yet. And so we'll send it manually. My support department will send it manually to the user. And so they'll try to upload it and install it, but they already have the previous version on the site. And so they'll get the destination folder already exists. And so they'll be like, hey, what do I do? And so, basically the simplest thing is you just delete it and then it'll allow you to re-upload it. Now, one thing I want to say too, because I get this question in that scenario I just laid out, where people will say, I don't want to lose my existing, you know, the content that I've already added in the plugin. And so that, you know, that goes for custom post types or other plugins that have settings. 99% of the time, the plugins are going to be saving all the everything into the database, or I guess 100% of the time, the settings and content is saved in the database. But I would say 99% of the time, deactivating the plugin isn't going to automatically remove that from the database. And so if you remove the plugin and then re-upload another version, everything will remain right where it is. And so you're not going to lose any data.
Awesome. Well, there you go, Tim. Very simple.
Yeah.
Go in, remove it, upload the plugin or theme that you're having the issue with.
Yeah. And occasionally, one thing I want to add to that is if there's some sort of error, and so if it doesn't show up, like you try to upload it and some error happened on your server, and so it's not showing up on the list, but when you try to upload again, you're getting the destination folder already exists there. Well, then you'll have to go into your FTP, which will show your server files, or if you're using a traditional cPanel or a hosting company with a traditional cPanel, then you could go into the file manager and do it that way. Basically, you can just rename or remove, as David mentioned, the folder from your site, and then that will fix the issue so you can upload it the normal way.
Boom. Well, tomorrow we've got a great topic for you, but it's going to be a surprise. So you'll have to turn in tomorrow to hear that episode. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.